Well, we're going to talk about God's basic truths concerning marriage. Marriage is a great mystery, we're told in Ephesians 5:32, and I think those that are married, you can give a little bit of a testimony on that. I'm not going to hand the mic around, but I see some smirks and smiles, and some people look down, so I don't know whether that's a good thing or bad thing, okay? But I'm going to reference a couple books frequently during this talk. And one of them is going to be a book called Relationships, A Mess Worth Making, that's by Paul Tripp and Tim Lane. And here's one of the things that they said in their book: your relationships will take you beyond the boundaries of your normal strength. And for sure, marriage magnifies that by 10, doesn't it? That extra close relationship. They also make this comment in their book: at some point, every relationship brings you to the end of yourself, and with God, there is no healthier place to be. Now, I don't think we typically think of that as being a healthy place to be, but with God, that's where He wants us to be, to help us to learn some things about ourselves and make the changes we need to be more like Christ. Have you ever been to the end of yourself, so to speak? And many of you, if you're married, you know what I mean within the marriage relationship. And let me just give you a little illustration of this. It's a mac and cheese illustration. Very simple, okay? Everybody likes mac and cheese, right? So my dear wife and I, when we first got married, she's making one of her dinners. We both got home from work, and very graciously and lovingly, you know, she's developing her culinary skills and a wonderful cook. I should be about three times the size that I am because she's a tremendous cook. But I'm very thankful for my wife. And at that time, she pulled out this huge tray of mac and cheese. Okay, and she was very proud of this big tray of mac and cheese. Displayed it wonderfully. Set it on the table, you know, just like I would after a prize catch salmon, presenting it. And here it is, this dinner. And she sat down, and I prayed for us. And I need to note that that was the thing I did right at that point, okay? So you can see where this is going, all right? So this is where I began to come to the end of myself, and she was probably coming to the end of herself, okay? Then I proceeded to say something like this: so where's the rest of dinner? Ooh. I mean, this is a big tray of mac and cheese, okay? I didn't mean anything bad by it. I'm just, in my brain, I'm thinking mac and cheese, okay, there's hamburgers or something coming. And so I just asked, and then there was this awkward moment of silence. You know, I think that's where we got that word awkward, because that's what it was. And I was kind of like, okay, do I have a follow-up question, or do I leave it? Do I die? And she's like, well, this is dinner. And I was trying to read her and see, is this a joke, or is this serious, or... You know, and then, so I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go with it. You know, I'm going to go with it. So I'm thinking, I'll just make the best of it. So that was my wrong move number one, okay, verbally. So then I just get up and I thought, well, okay, fine, I'm going to make the best of this thing. So I grab the Italian dressing. And I sit down and I just put a little Italian dressing on it and start to eat. She's like, what, you don't like it? I said, oh, man, I'm in deep trouble. I put Italian dressing on a lot of things, but it wasn't my favorite, so I started to dress it up, and this was getting worse by the moment, okay? It's going south quickly. And I think, you know, and I'm sure her translation of these things was, you're a discontent, selfish man, number one. And number two, you don't like my dinner, and I just failed at dinner, okay? Well, the thing that kind of sealed the deal was in the course of conversation at dinner. Somehow she asked me, and I thought, well, I'm going to be honest. She asked me the question. I'm like, well, yeah, I kind of like the box mac and cheese better. Now, wait, before you stab me and throw me under the ground, she asked me the question, and that's just what I grew up with, okay? But here's the deal that I came to find out later. Now, all you guys are looking at me like, you are a moron. I can ask your wives right now and come up with a whole lot of other illustrations, I'll bet. Okay? But you can tell how right away our worlds began to collide. And I was coming to the end of myself because I was learning very quickly how I could do things so wrong so fast, verbally and non-verbally. And my wife was learning things about herself. And in the course of time, I came to realize not only did I mess up with all the things that were surface level right there, I also messed up in that contained for her a very special memory because she grew up at camp having this special mac and cheese, and she thought she had accomplished something tremendous that she could replicate that and then present it to me in a very special way. And I just masterfully destroyed it in my own selfishness and sinfulness. And so that's just a little illustration of how we can come to the end of ourselves. And we as a staff of pastors were able to come up with way too many of those kind of illustrations as we were beginning to talk about how we've messed up as husbands and how marriage does this. But when you and I, and for those that are married in this room, come to the end of ourselves in our marriage, it hurts, doesn't it? It hurts the other person. It hurts us. And all kinds of things begin to happen. Fall of man type of things begin to happen, like hiding, like denial, like blame shifting, clamming up, blowing up. It gets ugly. And it gets ugly until God is invited by me and by my brokenness to break up the addiction I have with myself and for myself and the parties of greed that I throw for myself. And I have to take the time and intentionally invite God into those moments, bring the wonderful love of His and grace of His through the power of Jesus Christ into those mac and cheese moments, as well as everything else that goes on in life. And you know, this is how people are going to come to you and me. Only their mac and cheese moments, they're going to have 100 of them or more, and they're all going to be unresolved. And you've got a mess, and I've got a mess. And we need to bring Jesus into those situations. And it's going to be finances. It's going to be jobs. It's going to be all kinds of unmet expectations. It's going to be hurt and anger, words that have been exchanged that aren't able to be retracted or forgotten right away. They're going to be at the end of themselves in their marriage. You know, now's a good point, as Tim and Paul pointed out in their book, this is a good thing. It's a good thing in the sense that people in that situation, you and I and others that come to us, they're in a great situation to realize that they need Jesus. They need help. You know, I do need to pause also and recognize that there may be some here today. There may be some of you that are at this conference. And you look around, plenty of married people at this conference. There may be plenty that are here that are saying, you're saying to yourself, and you're thinking, hey, I'm at the end of myself in my marriage right now. That's why we're here. And if you're here, we're glad you're here. We're glad you're here. And hope that in this time that you spend in studying God's Word and we talk about how to help others, we have to first start with how are we doing with our relationship with the Lord. And people in this situation are ripe for understanding that they need Christ to live. They need Christ in their marriage. So let's pray and ask for God's help as we begin to look at these basic truths concerning marriage, okay? God, I want to lift up to you every marriage that's represented in this room. The ones that exist today, the ones that will be established in the future through those in this room, and for those in this room that are hurting due to past failed marriages. God, help us this hour to exercise and a good listening. Help us this hour to be changed by the truths of your word. And whether these truths are old or new, whether they are well known or not known, whether they're wanted or they're hidden from, Lord, I pray that you would really lay us all bare before you, that we would behold your glory through the words that you have for us today, that you would guide me as your servant, that I may speak according to your word. Lord, that the power of your Holy Spirit in conjunction with your word would cut to the core of who we are and convict us of our sin and guide us into your truth. In your son's name we pray. Amen. Well, let's look at some basic truths concerning marriage. Okay, the depths of marriage and all that it is, we're not going to come close to diving into all of